So Shevet Binyamin has gotten themselves in a lot of trouble that they're unaware of. They have chased Klal Yisrael out of Gibeah, out into the field, something that takes away any justification along the lines of self-defense while they were in Gibeah being on the defensive, and instead have run themselves into several well-planned ambushes that Klal Yisrael has planted for them. The rest of the battle scene, which comes over the next several psukim, have a lot of what in the movie industry they would call jump cuts back and forth. So occasionally the Nach narrative backtracks a little bit to retell or summarize what just happened after it describes what the plan was. So the entire battle kind of progression makes a lot of sense, but sometimes the psukim going back and forth can be a little confusing. So here we go. Klal Yisrael had run out and then turned around and seen the great pillar of smoke coming from Gibeah. The Benjaminites have managed to kill 30 people, thinking that this is going to be Kamilchama Harishona, like the first 2 days of war. And Pasuk Mem Bahamas Ace Hey Chedla La Alos Min Ha'ir Amud Oshan. And so, rising from the city is this pillar of smoke coming up, and it's the signal that has come up from the city that it's time to spring the trap. Vayifen Binyamin Acharav. And so finally, as Binyamin has been chasing, facing forward and not backward, somebody in Binyamin thinks to look over his shoulder, and Binyamin turned around to look behind. V'hine Allah chilil ha'ir ha'shamayma. And behold, the complete and total obliteration, the destruction of the city, was rising up skyward. Not to make too much of a parallel, but I recall, and I think I mentioned this one before, being on the train after 9/11 and seeing a giant pillar of smoke rising. And it's a frightening thing to behold. And these people knew that everything that they had left behind, which included women and children, which included all their property, which included their own safety, because now they can't run back to the city. The city is on fire. Memala v'ish Yisrael hafach. But then the man, again, tremendous unity, always called the man of Israel rather than the men of Klal Yisrael, turned around and on the offensive and turned against Binyamin from where they had been fleeing. Now suddenly they're on the attack. Vayibohel ish Binyamin. And the men of Binyamin were completely confused. They were in a behola. They were in a total uproar. Absolutely paralyzed by what's going on. Ki ra'a ki naga olav ha'ra'a. Because Binyamin saw that the evil, the terrible fate, the calamity, was now upon them. And so the Ma'amloes and others point out that these several psukim are kind of a recap of what we said was happening before already, and what we'll say again. And so now Binyamin finally realizes that they've been hoodwinked, and that they are in big trouble, and that they have a major problem, because as we're going to see, the ambush is waiting for them from behind, so there's nowhere for them to go back to. Membeis, Vayifnu lifnei ish Yisrael al derech hamidbar. And so they turned away from before the Bnei Yisrael army, which was now reversing direction and coming directly at them. So they kind of reversed their field and began running on the path towards the desert. Presumably this was southward. Binyamin right next to Yehuda, right next to the big midbar in the south, in the Negev, they're not necessarily running to the east, to the Yarden River, because it doesn't say that. They're fighting within Eretz Yisrael proper. So I sort of assume that they're heading south at this point when they make a turn. V'hamilchama hidbi kashu. But the battle contacted them, touched them. More than that, like the word devek, which in modern Hebrew means glue, the battle stuck to them. There was absolutely no escape from it. V'asher mei ha'arim mashchisim oso besocho. And furthermore, those in other cities, they destroyed them within those cities. So the Benjaminites are now caught between two armies. They're caught between the ambush that has been sprung behind them and the men that they were chasing who are now in front of them. They are fleeing south or southeast through the desert, making their way anywhere to escape. Some of the troops chased after them. But the idea that the other cities are now under attack shows that the armies were splitting And now they were attacking all the other cities of Binyamin. And they had no trouble conquering them because the entire army of Binyamin was at Gibeah. And now they're in big trouble. And the next couple of psukim are sort of incomprehensible to me, because the idea that Klal Yisrael could act with such retribution as they do is a sort of foreign idea. We are used to several thousand years of Golos, to the Jews not acting with any kind of high-handedness or rulership, but rather in reaction to the forces that are constantly pushing and pulling at us. But here, Klal Yisrael is on a mission of vengeance. And the way the Ne'am Lo'ez describes it, the bloodlust, the battle lust is upon them. And the spirit of punishment is upon them because of Binyamin refusing to accede to the will of the Sanhedrin, refusing to accede to the will of the other tribes, refusing to hand over or even punish the evildoers who had done terrible things, all for the sake of one woman, and if you want to say only a Pilegesh, not even a full wife of the man who had made an example out of her for the tribes. Klal Yisrael will have tremendous achdus, but it's now achdus being concentrated in the form of punishment, and Binyamin is barely going to escape once it's all over.